Welcome to Maseches Kedushin Perek, Aleph Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. Previously, the Mishnah discussed different types of kinyanim, acts of acquisition. We saw about Meshicha, bringing an object to yourself, Mesira, handing over the reins, Hagbah, picking it up, Chazaka, different types of kinyanim, acts of acquisition. The Mishnah is about to introduce a new one called Chalipin, or exchange. So the Mishnah says, Kol anaseh damin ba'acher, anything, any object that one gives instead of payment for an object that one is receiving. So for example, if the buyer is giving an object for the object that he is purchasing, kevan shezachazeh, as soon as one of them picks up the object, nischayv zeh b'chalipah, the other fellow becomes obligated to give it to him. So for example, let's say the moicher, the seller, goes and he takes the object that's being given to him, then the object that he is selling to the lekeach, to the buyer, automatically becomes the buyer's, even though the buyer didn't do any meshicha or any act of acquisition. And we don't say that the buyer doesn't acquire it until he actually does meshicha, does an act of acquisition. This is called chalipin, where as soon as one of them picks up the object that's being exchanged, the other one automatically, the other object automatically goes to his counterpart. Kate said, and the Mishnah explains a little bit more. Hechliv shar b'chamar. Let's say they're exchanging an ox for a cow, a chamar b'shar, or a donkey for an ox. Kevan shezacha zeh, nischayv zeh b'chalipav. When the owner of the ox takes the cow, does meshicha to the cow, he pulls the cow towards him, or the owner of the donkey takes the ox towards him, then automatically the other fellow, the fellow who owned the cow, or the fellow who owns the ox, then the cow or the donkey becomes his, and right away he becomes responsible for the object. The Mishnah says, however, there is an exception to all the laws of kinyanim, all the laws of acquisition, and that is rishus gavaya, property that belongs to Hashem, which means to say hektish. Hektish are objects, properties that are given to the Beis HaMikdash, the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash of the temple. So the Mishnah says rishus hagavaya, the property of hektish, which ultimately, but Gavaya means the elevated one, or Hashem, because that's acquired by money. That means to say, if let's say the treasurer, or one of the representatives of the Beis HaMikdash, gives money to acquire something, the money becomes his immediately, the object becomes his immediately by giving the money. Or Shosa Hedyot B'Chazakah. However, if this were to the exact same case was taking place by a Hedyot, by a regular person, then one would need a stronger type of Kenyan. For example, one would need to do Meshicha to pick the object up, draw the object to oneself, or any of the other Kinyanim which we saw previously in Mishnah Dalet. And if you pay, that's not sufficient. You have to do another Kinyan, you have to do another act of acquisition. Finally, the Mishnah says, Amirasli Legavaya, just saying that something belongs to Hektish, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, Kimsirasli Lehadid, is as if one gave it over. It means if a fellow says that this ox should be a karban, or this home should belong to the Beis HaMikdash, automatically hektish, the property of the Beis HaMikdash acquires it, and the person who consecrated the object cannot retract his consecration, because like we see in the Mishnah, saying something belongs to the Beis HaMikdash is if one actually gave it over to an individual. Wishing you a beautiful Moed Tov, a beautiful Gut Moed, a wonderful day, and an amazing rest of your Yom Tov.